Book D, which ended April 13th, 1973, had the last page between the covers had a long list of all of the bacteria and bacteriophages that I had been considering in these experiments. It's a quite an impressive list: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, more than 20 different strains of bacteria and bacteriophages, which would require me to remember my bacterial genetics better than I do now in order to understand. So book E, which begins on April 13th, 1973, and runs through to about September 10th, continues this work and trying to look for branch DNA replication forks and get branches of branches for electron microscope imaging of the idea that I had published in my paper on immunoglobulin variability. So the first page continues their work in testing to get something which was called D152, a lysogen, in quotes, looking for a bacterial strain carrying lambda bacteriophages, a lysogen which could be induced under suitable conditions and perhaps then caused to replicate partly. And here we are testing on Saturday, April 14th, on page 3, testing various things in relation to this idea. The results on Sunday are described and are, at my state of memory, rather incomprehensible. The general conclusion on the next page: abandon this approach, get Weisberg's phages and select E plus from them. Continuing this work, and how to isolate the DNA by Zim's method on Saturday, April 14th, page 7. And here we get back to Lambda DB on page 9. Lambda DB, yeah, Lambda DV from D, with a nice blue comment at the bottom: worked fine. And here I'm on the following page. I'm back to considering histones and looking for a reagent for finding the nearest neighbour in histones, with a rather long insert in tacked on considering histone pairing June 10th. All possible pairs. Permuted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. All possible pairs. Some ideas in relation to the arrangement of histones on DNA that has been interesting me for some time. The possibility of a super DNA memory, which of course we now know quite a lot more about, the modification of histone and the passage of this epigenetic information between different generations. This idea was festering in my mind, but never quite reached a conclusion. a fresh start on the Lambda experiments on July 17th after the vacation. Trying to get a license with a diagram of what I expected to have happen on the following page. Looking for suitable lysogen to liberate phage under my control. Page 17, received from Bob Weisberg, various mutants. A digression from this topic on Saturday, July 28th, page 21, a test of diamidine ester cross-linkage of hemoglobin with attempts to cross-link hemoglobin. A gel of the various hemoglobins made on the preceding page on Saturday, July 28th, looking at the results. So I would jump from topic to topic between days back to the strains from RW on Monday, July 30th. With a rather nice cross-linking agent looked at on Monday, July 30th, with disulfide dimer of an amidine, as far as I see, amidine ester. Used for cross-linking, and left with a comment left early for Lois Kitz's birthday. Continuing with these various bacterial strains in the following pages. And bacteriophages, test of RW phages, etc., July 31st, Tuesday, page 33. With the results of various strain tests on page 37. Thank you. continuing with the bacterial genetics work over the next while, and at the same time retrying hemoglobin coupling Thursday, October 2nd. With different cross-linking agents. The cross-linking with hemoglobin and the use of the disulfide as a controlled reducing and stabilizing agent was and still is a favorite topic. Macrophages, etc. The following day, my notebook clearly shows that I was thinking about two things at the same time, the hemoglobin cross-linking and the bacteriophage experiments. Typical on Friday, August 3rd, phage cross complicated at this point. In my career, complicated bacterial genetics. And this alternation between the two things. Page 66 is an example of what was going on. Many comments in different squares about what was happening in the different crosses. And the following page then gels of hemoglobin. With August 7th, page 71, rough SS interchange experiment. August 7th in 1973. So this is Tuesday, August 7th, page 71. We're continuing 1973. Goes back to my enjoyment of the disulfide bond cleavage and formation paper, which I published in 1965. That's one of my favourite papers, as I've no doubt said many times. And you see, then the following page is back to crossing bacteria and bacteriophages. Checking on plate problems on Thursday, August 9th, and following page, cross-linking hemoglobin, August 9th, Thursday. And the previous page was actually still on the same day. So doing both at once. Thank you. again on Monday, August 13th. One experiment is cleaning up X7734R, clean up bacteria work on following page, Monday, August 13th, same date. Hemoglobin experiments with a cross-linker that contained six CH2 groups. One page and it followed another page in the same progression of both things going on. For example, on page 96, the result suggests that after the disulfide interchange, the molecules are locked into alpha beta or alpha 2 plus beta 2 dimers rather than alpha 2 beta 2 tetramers. Otherwise, hard to see how they could get faster. And next page, a massive diagram of the results of streaking various strains. Quite two-headed monsters, as it were, two things at once. And back to F lambda plasmid, a lysogen F450 parenthesis lambda. Clone from Fred Blattner, a good lambda lysogen. And there are different temperatures needed for growing the various strains on Friday, August 17. Trying to isolate lambda phage DNA on Monday, September 3rd, Labor Day, Labor spelt in the English spelling. We're using 450 lambda plasmid, with the result on the opposite page, no DNA in the product on the electron microscope. Sperm DNA controls are good, so it didn't work. continuing as the book runs out. Control Lambda DV for D on Saturday, September 8th, to re-establish that the methods are working. Set up from an old Lambda DV starter, overnight at room temperature, etc. This is growing nicely by Sunday morning. We'll be fine by Monday. Bulk of 450 Lambda and Lambda DV on Monday, September 10th. As we come to the end of the book, with the usual list on the cover of bacterial stocks and the genotypes that were available. Again, about 20 bacterial stocks there, and that ends book E.